for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
We're back, and so soon this week, brand new track from Bizarre Faye. Plus, we chat to Patty Bouret and Ryan from Ryan Knits. Does he? Yes, he does, and it's so big. We're going to have such a gay old time in the next hour, right here on Shout Out.
So here we are.
Here we are.
Yes.
Last live show.
Well,
of the
I wasn't
year.
Sure if Steph was here for a moment.
No, I wasn't. No. Everything was falling apart yes. at the seams.
But well, you've sorted it.
Well, I don't
you
think
are...
I have. We're 90% there.
Okay. But we are here. I'm we ready are. For another evening of Shout Out.
Indeed we are.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yep.
There's something happening next week, I've heard. Next week on Thursday. So a
is
special,
that right?
special day.
Nope.
No? No. There's nothing happening. Just an oh.
The bad humbug's the other side.
Okay.
There might be a roast on. I don't know.
It might be a roast.
There might be a roast
okay.
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a couple gifts.
Possibly. Okay. Only if you've been very good, though, Ez.
Okay.
Have you been good?
Mostly.
Oh, all right.
I feel like, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This year I've been all right.
We could probably stretch
worked
that.
Worked hard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Steph might disagree, I don't know. Have I been good this year?
You've been... Yes, I would
Thank
say
you.
So.
There was a slight pause,
yes.
but I'm going
to well,
take it.
Well, one had to think. One had to think of getting the right answer.
Thank you. Thank you. So that you get your gifts.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Got to play it both sides.
Like. How are you doing, Mr. Star?
I'm all right, thank you, yes.
Good.
Looking forward to a nice break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice few days off. That's the wonderful thing about Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And we've got some fantastic guests on this evening.
We have.
Mm-hmm. One who is live currently, sat to my left in the studio.
Yep, and
he's
Texan
only
drag
looking
queen.
A little bit nervous.
Only a little bit.
And Texan drag queen Patty Bouret.
Yes. Which is going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to listening to that.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Do you know, it's really weird, isn't it? That you can go right back to Shakespeare's time and before for drag in British society.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
All hell breaks loose in the US, if you mention it.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's strange, isn't it? Yes.
It is. It really is.
And the rock group Queen lost a lot of their American following when they released the video to I Want to Break
yes,
Free.
Yes, they did.
That
yeah.
famous drag
yeah,
video.
Yeah.
The British, of course, loved it.
Yeah.
So too did
yeah.
the Australians yeah. and the Europeans. But the Americans, no, they didn't get that one.
I expect they also gained a lot of fans.
Yeah.
I hope
after
so.
After that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I just think they were amazing. And Bowie.
Indeed.
Yeah, the classics, eh?
Yeah.
The classics.
Yeah. What are you thinking of the new Doctor Who side series, Terry?
I haven't seen it yet, so you have to ask me when I've seen it.
Okay.
Can you watch it all tonight,
can
please?
You come
tonight,
back?
I'll come back before the end of the programme and let you know. I'll watch it on a high speed.
Yeah. 10 times speed, just to get the gist. I've heard really good things, but we haven't got a special this year, have we? Is that
no.
right?
No, okay. You're absolutely right. There's no Doctor Who special on Christmas Day, unfortunately.
Okay.
Or New Year's Day. So
we'll just have to make do with the King then.
Okay. I won't be tuning in. I'll probably be cooking, to be honest. It's on like mid-afternoon, isn't it?
3 o'clock.
Yeah. That's when I tend to be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Sorting dins.
We do have.
Yes.
I think you've got the show notes, haven't you?
I have indeed. We've got a track coming up by an artist called Bizarre Faye.
You have, but all the detail is right there.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Is this the information here?
Crack on.
Okay, so new track. Hole's eccentric non-binary fairy witch Bizarre Faye is back and showing a different side of things on their new single Death Do Us Part, a track that asks what if someone took their vows too seriously. Inspired by the Japanese character archetype Yandere and the romantic horror genre, this twisted fable reminds the listener to beware of unconditional love.
Ooh. Let's give it a go.
The Shout Out Podcast.
that? I really enjoyed that. I was shimmying.
It was different.
I was bopping.
So how many would you give it out of five?
Five. I really like unique sound. I like creativity, and I like people that put stuff out there that's different and,
it was
and
a good
memorable.
Shimmy track. It was a good shimmy track, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What would you give it, Lucy?
Well, for shimmying, five.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Terry?
Yeah.
Four.
Four, okay. You weren't shimmying, were you?
No.
I wasn't shimmying.
Not
no,
even one shoulder shimmed. You shimless person. I don't know where that was
wow.
going.
Okay.
I know, sorry. That went deep.
Prepare yeah. to shim, Terry.
Yeah.
Shimmy.
And either Tara was sticking two fingers up at me, or I think she was giving it a two. I'm not sure.
I don't think Tara went there, yeah.
No,
yeah, no. Right. That's either a peace sign or it's a score.
Peace. Peace and a two.
Yeah. Moving swiftly on. Well, we're in full swing for the Panto celebrations of Christmas, and Christmas is almost upon us, and I'm joined by Patty Bouret. Patty, welcome to Shout Out.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, my love. Now, before we get into Little Miss Christmas, let's take you right back to growing up. How did you get into drag?
That's a great question, actually. You know, I was kind of a theater kid growing up, and I think theater, like for a lot of people, kind of was a safe space for me to explore different gender presentations, you know, because it wasn't real, because it was all just pretend, so you could kind of get away with it. Because I grew up in kind of deep South Texas, where, you know, in the real world that wouldn't really have been allowed, but somehow on the stage you could kind of get away with it a bit more. So I eventually, in my kind of early 20s, started developing this drag character who was very much based on these sort of very camp Southern women that I grew up around. And obviously with them being for the most part quite conservative, it's quite a lot of fun for me to flip that on its head and be this Southern belle.
Do you still live in Texas?
I live in London now, but I've bounced around. I moved to the UK in 2017. I was in Scotland for a while, and then I really came up through the Newcastle drag scene. That's where my heart is. But now I'm in London, and very much enjoying it. And happy to be in the bright lights in the big city.
How did you understand them in Newcastle?
I got used to it.
Well, Southerners have no clue.
You know, I lived in Glasgow before that, so I think I'd already, they put me through the paces. You know, I was ready for anything.
Okay. Now, a serious note, of course, Texas isn't what it used to be. Now Trump's in. Do you feel safe going back to your home state?
That's a really difficult question, because on the one hand, I do. On the one hand, Texas drag is, in my opinion, the best in the world. It's just incredible. There's wonderful drag, and there's a really wonderful, vibrant queer community that I really love to, I'm not really a part of that, and I never really have been because I moved here quite young. But I love to kind of tap into that when I'm home. But on the same, at the same time, it is, with every day that passes, physically just more dangerous to be there. So it's a strange feeling of these little enclaves where you do feel quite safe and at home, but you know that is kind of always under threat, and that there are, powerful actors actively trying to root them out and get rid of those spaces. And I don't think they'll succeed, but I'd love for them to stop trying, because it's very tiring on everyone.
Yeah, it is indeed, my love. And it's not just in the States, is it? It's
no.
There's quite a few countries around the world, and including the UK now, where
including the UK,
trans
yeah.
people. Yeah.
And it's an interesting thing where I really do think that, the US and the UK have quite a reciprocal relationship when it comes to this sort of thing. I think the UK sort of wrote the handbook on transphobia in particular that the US is running with now. So, out of the frying pan and into the fire, perhaps. But I think, drag in particular is a really wonderful way to gather people and sort of have a sense of community and defiance in times that can feel quite isolating and a bit scary. So that's what I remind myself when I feel a little discouraged. I hope that I can make that space for somebody else, where, especially with this Christmas show, it's just so silly and light, where you can come for a couple hours. And oftentimes my drag is very political, but at the moment, the political stance that I want to take is come to this show and have 2 hours of Christmas where you don't have to deal with all of that if you don't want to. Like, this can just be a nice, warm, and silly space to play in.
There's a huge history in the UK of drag, going right back to Shakespeare's time, where men used to play all the parts of women and that. So you're just continuing that superb out there, you know,
continuing the legacy of Shakespeare. I'm going to put that on my posters
you
now.
You should, my darling. You should, yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about what you've got coming up with Little Miss Christmas.
It's a lot of fun. We just actually, today marks 1 week since we opened. And I guess it'll be coming out tomorrow. So we'll be 8 days in. And it's a lot of fun. It's just a real, in many ways, like an old school variety show. There's all different, you know, there's a strip, there's lip syncs, there's lots of live singing, there's dancing, there's a new guest artist every single night. And sometimes that's drag, sometimes it's stand up, sometimes it's a musician, but it just means that it's never the same, even for me. And well, I thought, you know, a pageant would actually be quite a fun format for a variety show, because you've got all these categories, swimsuit and interview, evening wear, you know, all these categories the girls have to walk. So yeah, it's a big camp Christmas variety show disguised as a beauty pageant, but then with a little bit of a heart to it smuggled in at the end, which I think it's not Christmas if you don't shed a tear before the sing-along, you know?
Indeed, you have to. You absolutely have to. Do you have many changes to perform? And if so, how quick can you change?
They're quick. I've got, gosh, I don't know. I think I should have counted. I think I wear 7 costumes in just over 90 minutes, and they're quite speedy, and it's just me back there, but I get them all laid out. So if you go backstage before the show, you'd see a row of shoes, a row of of dresses sort of on the floor with holes that I can just step into and pull them up, kind of a row of wigs on heads. So I really do, not to brag, and I probably shouldn't say this yet because I've got quite a few more shows to go, but so far I have not missed an entrance, and I really do have it down to a science.
Excellent. I like the sound of that. That is what you call planning. I am really surprised that you're doing this on your own, the changing bit.
Well, if you'd like to come help me, you'd be very welcome. But I'll have to pay you in candy canes or something like that.
I do like a candy cane. So can you share with us what you've got coming up after you've done this? So for next year...
For next year, I'm taking a little bit of a break in January, just a little month off after the show comes down. And then stay tuned. I can't say too much at the moment, but keep your eye. I have another show that's very near and dear to my heart that may or may not be going to Edinburgh in 2026. So that's the big plan in the works. And then in between that, I'll just be... as usual, back and forth between London and Newcastle, doing various gigs. So really the best place would just be to look on my Instagram and see what I've got coming up in terms of one-offs.
Sounds exciting. Now, we absolutely need you to come back once you can share with us the information about your next gig.
I promise I will.
Thank you, Patsy. Now, before we go, we must tell people where they can see you and how to get tickets.
Yes, you can catch Little Miss Christmas at Southwark Playhouse, Borough, until the 3rd of January. And you can get tickets either at southwarkplayhouse.co.uk or my website, pattyboo.productions.com, which will redirect to Southwark anyway. And all those links are on social media, so you can find them there. And it makes a great Christmas present. It's a really fun night out. I do really think of it just as hosting a Christmas party, which is one of my favorite things to do. And now I get to do that 8 shows a week all through the season, which is a real pleasure. So I do hope y'all will come along and just have a little sing song with me and feel a little festive.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I'm sure everyone. Can people dress up when they come along?
I encourage it. I highly recommend it. And there is there's some opportunity to get involved in the show if that's your sort of thing. So if you come dressed too impressed, just be warned, I might drag you up on stage to show off your outfit. But we've had some wonderful, some sort of bauble headdresses, some spectacular Christmas jumpers, as always, I'd expect no less. Sequins, highly encouraged. I always say, Steffi, it's funny doing a Christmas show because it's the one time of year where, as a drag queen, you are not reliably the sparkliest person in the room because audiences really do dress up. So I have to step up my game to kind of meet the festive crowd where they're at.
Exciting times. So, listeners, just grab your best frock, get up to London and have a good time with Patty Bouret. Patty, thank you so much for joining us here on Shout Out Radio, and break a leg.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, Steffi.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Hello, somebody stole my headphones. Again.
Oh, sorry.
2 weeks in a row.
I'm drawn to the red, obviously.
Obviously. Thank you so much for giving in and playing the Biebs. Yeah.
We like that
Song. Well, you did threaten me.
I did.
If I didn't.
I like that song as well.
Yeah, but it's not been played. It's not been played yet, has it, over the many a year? Or maybe it has, actually.
I haven't heard it.
No,
it's not often played, actually, on there might on be the a radio. No, it's a good song.
He went to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah. I never knew.
Yeah. It's like a true
I played it last
love.
Year on,
did you?
On yeah, the yeah. drive show.
No, yeah. I know that because you talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
you,
oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sorry. I thought, yeah, there was my literal audio HD. But yeah, no, I really do. Like, yeah. I was there like for his first YouTube video and I'm still here now.
Right,
JB.
Right then.
Right, you done now?
Finished, yeah.
Chatting about the Biebs?
Yeah.
Okay, time for news.
This is the final shout-out news of 2025.
The legal battle at the heart of UK inclusion. We begin with a critical legal fight defining belonging in Britain today. The central question, are organisations being forced to exclude transgender people or are they being pressured into it? The Good Law Project argues it is decidedly the latter. Following the Supreme Court's ruling on the Equality Act, the group's trans rights lead, Jesso Thompson, states that charities and institutions have faced intense, quote, lobbying and legal threats. The crucial legal point they make is this. The Equality Act potentially permits exclusion in certain cases, but it does not require it. They have now launched a judicial review contending that official guidance misinterprets the law and is being weaponized to push an ideological agenda.
And this pressure has ignited a powerful public response. A collective of cisgender women has formed under the banner Not In Our Name, declaring that those demanding exclusion do not speak for them. Their open letter, signed by over 43,000 people, states clearly, "We reject, completely and categorically, the active discrimination and exclusion of trans people." They argue that true safety for women comes from solidarity, not division, and that the focus should remain on the epidemic of male violence. This movement stands in direct partnership with the legal challenge formed with the support of the Good Law Project.
The pattern of using state mechanisms to target dissenting or marginalised communities is not unique to the UK. A stark parallel is unfolding in the United States. A memo from the US Attorney General Pam Bondi, dated December the 4th, directs federal law enforcement to compile a list of domestic terrorist groups. But the criteria for inclusion are sweeping, targeting individuals or entities based on beliefs, including what the memo terms adherence to radical gender ideology, anti-Americanism, anti-capitalism, or anti-Christianity. The memo also instructs the FBI to establish a cash reward for the public to report information. Legal experts and civil liberties groups warn this represents a dramatic operational shift, creating a climate where legitimate political advocacy, which is protected in theory by the First Amendment, could be investigated as terrorism. The American Civil Liberties Union warns that the policy is rooted in, quote, political, ideological, and racial manipulation.
This foundational fight for dignity and safety, whether in courtrooms or against state overreach, connects directly to the urgent life-saving work of groups like the Peter Tatchell Foundation, which is currently making a vital Christmas appeal. The foundation supports frontline defenders like Douglas Nyakaru in Uganda, who offers a lifeline to LGBT plus people fleeing mob violence, familial rejection and state persecution. This work is a stark reminder that while some battles are fought over law and inclusion, for many across the world, the struggle remains for basic life-saving safety.
Now, as we enter the festive season, the time of Hanukkah, the solstice, Christmas and Kwanzaa, it is a moment for our LGBTQIA, it would help if I could get the initials right, wouldn't it, communities to gather with chosen family and to put our core values of solidarity into action. This means supporting community charities, choosing ethical businesses and extending warmth. It's a time to recognise that the conflicts we see here are part of a wider global context where identity, speech and the right to belong are under scrutiny in many forms. Yet, the powerful resistance from legal advocates and public movements offers a clear message of hope.
We wish you a safe, warm and joyful holiday. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa and a spiritual solstice. Make sure you stay in touch with the latest news by going to our website, shoutoutradio.lgbt, and follow us on social media. For Shoutout News, for the last time in 2025, this has been Lucy Potter
and Terry Starr.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
We are amazing.
We're good, aren't we?
Yeah.
In you wouldn't fact, have known that Bing Crosby wasn't in the room with us.
No. You wouldn't?
We do have a very, very special guest with us.
Very talented.
A very good way to round off the last live show of the year.
Yes.
And somebody with very large finger muscles, obviously.
Well, and that's all we're going to say. Hello, yes. Ryan, hello. And welcome to Shout Out Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
I'm currently enjoying one of Ryan's items that he's brought along.
You are, but I think we all need to let Ryan describe what you're...
This is gorgeous.
So you run Ryan Knits, so, and it's K-N-I-T, not N-I-T.
Yeah, yeah,
so
like
people,
knitting, yeah.
Knits.
Yeah.
But they are very large, aren't they, the items that you knit. Just describe what you do.
Yeah, so these ones are actually quite small compared to what I can make. So I make chunky knit products, so all the wool is very, very thick compared to like what your knitting needle wool would be. And I started by arm knitting, so effectively my arms were like knitting needles. And then I figured out by watching tutorials how to use my hands and fingers to make these blankets, and I found that using it that way, the blankets were much more kind of like uniform. I could control the stitching better.
So you don't actually use needles at all?
Nothing at all, no, just my hands.
So how do you have to go right from the start to the end, or can you actually lay it down? I mean, if you're using, you know, that seems to be
as in because it's heavy. Is that what you mean?
If you're knitting it, surely you've got a pattern to achieve, and then if you want to stop midway through, you got to really be concentrating. Or how do you do it?
Oh, like how do you put it down?
Yeah, cast it on and cast it off.
I see. So when you've got a half blanket. How do you lay it to rest before you pick it up again?
It's really easy. Like knitting needles, you obviously have to keep it on the needle.
Yeah.
But these, you create loops.
Mm.
So when you want to put it down, the loops just stay there. They don't they don't move unless you obviously pull the wool.
Yeah, and this must be about a half inch thick.
Yeah, it's about, it's very, very thick. It's called mammoth wool. So it's you can imagine it's 4 kilos. Well, the ones you've got here are 2 kilos.
The weight of it is absolutely lovely. I actually have a weighted blanket, and as soon as you handed me this, it made me think of that. But I like this more.
Yeah.
So if you leave with one less blanket tonight, it was Tara. How did you get into this? When did it start?
So I started a workshop. I went to a workshop, in March to arm knit. And then I adopted a child, and my husband was like, you need a hobby rather than looking after our child. You need something to do. So I thought, I love doing that. So why not start a hobby?
Mm.
And it's kind of blown up a little bit. It's kind of turned into kind of a small business. It was only less than 2 months ago I started Knits by Ryan. And I've kind of had, when I look at the how many orders I've had, it's probably about one per day at the moment.
Wow.
So yeah, it's getting quite
the
big.
The bag is amazing.
Yes.
I love the bag.
It is amazing.
The bag is so unique and I can do a different strap in it. It's really nice. It's really nice. It's got a nice texture to it as
well.
So summertime maybe rather than wintertime.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Just to describe it to the listeners, Tara is holding one of Ryan's handbags, which is made from the same wool, it looks like, as the blanket.
It's
or
actually,
similar.
It's a stuffed wool. So it's a wool around, it's got stuffing inside. So it's, it's really firm, keeps its shape. Okay. It doesn't kind of like flop about.
No, it's really rigid.
Is that harder to knit with than the ones for the blankets?
Yes. Yeah, because this stuff is quite firm. So you have to really force it through and it gets really kind of tiring. It's only small, so it doesn't take very long, but it does get quite tiring.
And is this right that you also do a TikTok?
I do. Oh. Yes, I do have a TikTok. I do TikTok lives making chunky knit blankets. I have a fan club of about 60. So they have to send a gift to join the fan club. And I just sit there for 2-3 hours making these blankets. And people find it so therapeutic, so relaxing, because I just talk about the chunky knitting. It's a general conversation as well. Somebody had about 4 cups of tea whilst watching me because they found it so relaxing. Oh. And that's because I find it relaxing. That's how I want my TikTok lives to go.
It's a lovely thing to have on a TikTok live. And I wouldn't even have thought to look for something like that. So I think it's going to be lovely for the listeners to know, you know, that that is out there, that you can literally sit and watch somebody lovely knitting something.
Yeah.
And so you've had one order a day. Has that increased since your TikTok lives?
Yeah. So when I do my TikTok lives, people do say I've never seen this before, especially on TikTok live as well. Mm. And they do inquire about the products. I have a TikTok shop that they can view the products on. So yeah, it does increase with the TikTok lives as well.
Do you have a hat? I think this would be amazing as a hat.
Well, I did try it, but it looked like a big Russian hat. It was so chunky on my head. I thought, that's a bit silly.
Not for the cold winter,
but
I can assure.
But very snuggly. Yeah, have you done scarves?
Yes, I do scarves. Yeah, I do scarves. Baby blankets. Baby blankets are quite popular. I can do kind of like letters on them. That's really popular at the moment. I could do hearts, stripes, borders, lots of different things like that in lots of different colours. It's a really, really soft wool as well. I've taken a lot of time to look into the different types of wool that I can use. And it's a really, really soft wool that I use.
Did you learn all of this from one workshop?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the workshop helped me kind of like go into the tutorials and look at, and it really helped understand how it all works rather than just watching a tutorial and getting confused and frustrated. Yeah.
Did you used to knit with ordinary needles when you were younger, like normal knitting?
Sorry, I just had a memory. My nan has a little square on hanging up in her kitchen. It's a tiny, tiny square with a loop, and she's like, that is staying there forever, and it has stayed there.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, that's very, very, very small. It's probably when I was like early teens I did that. Yeah.
Okay, what about crocheting? Did you ever think about that?
I haven't started crocheting. Okay. This is technically, I like to call it knitting, but it's technically crocheting. It's it is technically. Someone corrected me on TikTok Live, and I was like, okay, it's crocheting, but we'll call it knitting. I prefer it called knitting.
Okay.
I imagine the yarn is quite expensive at this size. I mean, I know it's expensive in normal wool anyway.
Yeah. So a 300 gram, what you'd normally buy for like a normal knit needle, like a ball, is about £4. Mm. And what you've got is 2 kilograms. So the wool is about £40 just to buy. And then if you obviously buy more to make bigger products, it obviously costs more. Yeah.
Where do you see this going? Have you got any sort of things planned over the next couple of months? We were talking off air, and there were some things that were really, I was very touched by, actually. So I was just trying to subtly sort of nod to that. Can you share the listeners some of what you were explaining to me that you've got on the horizon?
Yeah, sure. So I am currently doing a gift of giving. So from when I started on the 12th of December to the 12th of January, I didn't actually know that I would make money from TikTok Live. So people gift me and I make money from it. And I thought, what do I do with this? I can make a blanket and sell it for full profit. But I thought, no, let's do something kind. So during that time period, the full proceeds from my TikTok lives, 10% of any products I sold, the profit, 10% of the profit. And I've also set up a GoFundMe to support in donating blankets. Initially, it was just going to be a blanket. I didn't know how far it would go, but I've got enough so far to do blankets to someone who truly needs it. So it could be the homeless, elderly, someone who's having treatment, someone who is very unwell. I'm currently looking at a children's hospice at the moment. And also someone, a well-known TikToker, has donated £100 towards children's blankets for the children's hospital. That was on TikTok Live. I was quite taken aback by it because I didn't expect it at all.
You were explaining that the different fibres have got different properties. Some of them don't need washed, which kind of baffled me completely.
Some don't need to be washed.
No, you weren't here. You weren't here. So you're in the toilet.
I was. Always.
So the one you got, Tara, the pink one, that is vegan acrylic wall. And the one that the Ezra. Other two, Ezra and
Terry.
So Terry, you've got the colourful wall.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a collection called Northern Lights. So I just had to buy it as soon as I seen it. Yeah. But those two are merino wool, so they are hyperallergenic, temperature regulating, odourless, self cleaning. And there's something else about it. This is the fifth one.
Self cleaning.
Yeah, so you don't need to wash
them. They're genius walls.
They advise you not to wash them.
Wow.
Which I love.
Yes.
But
that's also amazing. You were talking there about babies and the elderly and, you know, maybe people with disabilities. To have something that you don't need to worry about washing that's also weighted and comforting, it couldn't be more ideal.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. It's definitely that comfort, that weighted feeling. And also I feel it's quite sensory as well because of the knits and the stitching.
I think it's worked well in a therapy room when someone's got trauma. They can really feel, touch this and, you know.
I think so.
Grounding, very good grounding.
And for neurodiverse people as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you haven't done yet, other than the hats, that you have done but won't do again?
But I won't do again.
I know what I was going to ask you. Have you done sort of stockings or those, what are they called? Slipper socks.
No, I did see those. I haven't tried them yet. I wanted to do stockings, but I did it so close to Christmas. I didn't feel I had time to kind of get to that.
So you can get extra height, isn't it?
Yes. I am a hobbit. This is true. To be honest, it would be so springy because it's so thick. I think I'd get about an inch. Yeah. I'm going to put in an order.
With the hat, you got two.
Yeah, exactly. Do you see yourself doing this for the foreseeable? Is this something, because it sounds like you're feeling, you know, or that you already are really quite passionate about it.
Yeah, I do. I started it as a hobby. That's how I foreseed it, as a hobby. I didn't expect it to kind of get so big.
Yeah.
So even if I get one order a month, it's still something I'm able to make for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not really, I don't plan for this to be a full-time job. If it does end up like that, then so be it, and I'll be happy because I enjoy it. I love doing it.
Sounds really good for your own mental health as well.
Yeah, it is really, really relaxing, very therapeutic. You kind of just go into your own little world whilst you're doing it. It's true what people say, when you time flies when you're having fun, and this is enjoyable for me. And by the time I finish one, I'm like, okay, I've got to pick up my little one from nursery now. That's the day gone.
Yeah, very immersive, very creative. And also, I love things that have, like, you see something at the end of what you've done. And it's not just, it starts off with something that you're seeing for you, and then it's becoming a gift for somebody else that they'll probably have forever.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why, if you're given one of these, like the one I'm going to take home with me after the show, why you wouldn't have it forever. And things like baby blankets as well are so sentimental, aren't they?
Yeah.
For families, often they are literally kept.
And they can have them personalised. Like I said, the letters and things, it can make it very personalised. So they can keep that. But it's doing something new. Like when I did the handbag, I didn't know how it turned out. I know what it would look like because I've seen a picture of it. But when you actually make it and see it in front of you, you think, oh my God, I did this. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And if people want to watch you on TikTok or any other socials, what is your handle?
Knits by Ryan.
Okie dokie.
Knits by Ryan. Just type in that, it'll come up. Facebook, Instagram and TikTok.
And we will be doing an Instagram post after this as well. So you can find us.
Have you got a website?
Not yet. That's kind of something else that I've planned for the future is to have a website. I kind of want to just start building myself up a little bit before I start thinking of those things. So getting a few more products, new products on. So, yeah.
I just have a feeling this could be really successful.
Me too.
It is a magic thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
to be able to do that is so unusual.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about, that. Well, you and I were, but also me and Ryan were, that we haven't ever had a knitter, I don't think, on Shoutout.
No, in our 15 years of broadcasting. Yeah.
I really don't. We've had artists.
It's the first for everything.
And other create. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I've never been given a blanket to snuggle up to whilst on air. So it's been
lovely. I tell you, there is so much creativity in the LGBTQ community.
There is.
It never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah. Do you think your son will want to follow in your knitting footsteps?
He already goes up to people and says, "Knits by Ryan."
Amazing.
And then he says, "Knits by his name as well." Whatever he wants to do, whatever he enjoys,
I love probably that. So free advertisement from a very passionate child who's probably going to end up with many blankets and knitting.
I was putting into bed. And instead of going, "Daddy, Daddy," in the camera, he's going, "Knits by Ryan, Knits by Ryan." And he'd go, "Daddy."
That's amazing. But it just shows it's contagious, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
If you've got that around you all the time. But also a lovely thing, you know, it's so true, finding something that you can enjoy that is yours, but also can be enjoyed by others. Yeah. What a lovely hobby.
Thank you.
It's been so lovely to have you on the show. I think Stephanie's telling me we've quickly run out of time.
We absolutely have. Thank you for coming over, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
Really
thank
kind
you.
Of you, and for sharing your absolutely artistic skills.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. I've seen the photographs that you sent us, but nothing can prepare you for actually the feel or the texture.
That's why I want to bring them.
See it. Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bobby Sox from the Phil Spector Christmas album in the mid-60s. I think that was one of the most, the best-selling Christmas albums in the 60s and the 70s.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Boom, boom, boom. Well, yes, we will be on Christmas Day.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
I've heard, you've also got someone else special on the show by the name of Ezra, is that right?
Oh, definitely.
Who? The Peregrine.
Yeah, the Peregrine, yeah. He's going to be partly, I was going to say co-presenting, but there's three of us. So what is that called when there's three presenters?
Tripartite presenters.
Tripartite. Tripartite presenters. Yeah. It's going to be a really good show. 10 till 12.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, Tara's got some news for us.
There's been so much coming out in the last few weeks around trans and legal things and all the rest of it. So finally, the Levy Review came out today, or a few days ago, with regards to gender clicks and how they're failing. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was supposed to be released earlier this year. It came out this month, on the 18th.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah. Just before Parliament closed. So it's been published in the House of Parliament and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And it said they have been failing. They're going to centralise the whole system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of going to your GP and then choosing which one you're going to go to around the country, they're going to centralise it, and I don't know how it's going to work so far. I don't know whether that's going to be better or worse, to be honest, because at the moment there is a waiting list of up to 200 years for some places at the moment, in theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. 200 years.
Yeah, and one of the things that came out was GPs don't feel comfortable with prescribing hormones. I think that's
right. Funny you should say that. My GP was not comfortable, but she allowed my psychiatrist to actually prescribe. And using his experience, because my GP had no experience of trans females. So
I've heard so many horror stories lately where people have been prevented from accessing hormones now. It's getting really bad.
Yeah. You'd have thought by now there would have been a lot of data collected, but it doesn't seem as though anyone's collecting any data. It's like the Germans and the Spanish can collect all this data about hormones and the Dutch, but the Brits don't seem to be either. They want to put a deaf ear to these other European countries that are okay with all this, and start afresh. It's very odd.
What I don't understand is every GP has a duty of care to every single patient.
Yeah,
and I feel that they are failing. Not all GPs, of course, because
there are some amazing GPs out
there. There are some absolutely incredible GPs. So many. So I don't, you know, I'm not going to make up a statistic, but what I do think is sad is that there are GPs who are failing in their duty of care to their patients who are coming to them to have an open conversation. And if any person within, you know, that profession doesn't know the answer to a question or doesn't quite know how to support their patient, then it's their duty to find out.
Yeah, it talks about that. Yeah.
Not to say, oh, I don't know, go away.
Breakdown in GP care. It's actually in the report.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah, GPs abruptly withdrawing shared care from transparent patients. Yeah.
Okay. Terry, you wanted to say something.
I was going to say, I've seen posters around town here in Bristol for do-it-yourself hormone treatment. Yes.
Daisy Project in Easton.
Yeah. How does that work and how does that fit into all of this? Is it just people injecting themselves? Yeah.
Yeah, people take it upon themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess the danger there is if they're not doing the blood work, you don't know where your levels are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It's because of all the negative experiences that people are having. Because of the waiting list, you know, limited access. It's because it's, you know, discriminatory based on finances and access to finances. So all of these things that are put in people's way are meaning that people are finding ways to go forward with that, which is a huge part of their transition for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to move forward within their transition to be who they should always have been, but in a do-it-yourself type way, because they don't have access to any other
I mean it must have hit right, because you've got the TERFs now, you know, the TERF groups kind of going, oh, this can't possibly go ahead kind of thing. You know, so that's that gives you a kind of feeling for what's going on. If they're objecting to it, they must be going in the right direction.
Aren't they bringing a court case to the West Streeting for actually doing this trial on
that's a different
blockers?
One so that's gender youth. So at the moment they're looking for 206 or 7 patients to trial hormone blockers, which all that means is it delays puberty. It does not, it's not permanent. They want to have enough people to trial it and just ascertain, does it benefit? Which, if you go to, it's the Dutch protocol.
Yeah.
It was invented.
They already know that it does work.
I think the problem is that because it's about mental health, isn't it? A lot of this is about mental health. It's about people feeling better themselves, not committing suicide. How do you actually capture that hasn't killed themselves?
Yeah, exactly. It's such a big subject, and I think, you know, we need to come back to it in other shows. But for now, we have come to the end.
That's it.
Our time is up.
Next week on Christmas Day, it's the Shout Out Christmas Quiz, and on New Year's Day, it's the very spooky Shout Out Panto.
Whatever you're doing the next couple of weeks, stay safe and have a gay old Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.